to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and kinksters, witches and bitches, vamps and tramps, no trumps, you stay in your corner, just tramps. Yes, indeed, as nights grow long from the witch's hex, let us enter the realm of scary sex. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign like goddesses and superheroes. Mm-hmm. Time to reveal what you often conceal. Your heart beating like a bongo. Your blood rushing like the Congo. Maybe you meet someone who looks kind of scary. A bat. A priest. A fascist. A fairy. When out of the clear, with a flick of the tongue, those shivers of fear turn to passion and fun. Mixing fear and sex creates special effects. Yes, indeed. See, what turns us on isn't always the nicest. So we're often afraid of that which excites us. Or are we excited by that which we fear? Both, my dear. It's biological and it's neurological. And it can be pathological. So be careful. Be consensual. Practice safe sex, safer sex. And don't overdo. But stir this recipe into your witch's brew. A pinch of fear gets your mojo in gear, like heat in your mesquite. But too much fear burns the meat. So stick that in your bag of trick or treat. And this Halloween, or sometime soon, take a trip to the moon on your magic dildonic vibrating broom. That's right. Don't be afraid. Your inner witch won't hurt you. Unless you really want her to. Yes, indeed. Join the erotic resistance masquerade. And don't be afraid to let your kink flag fly. Fly! Happy Kink Month! Yes. happy
yeah.
Kink Month. It is Kink Month 2018, and we are broadcasting live from the little church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Boo. No, Boo. Ville. Where we talk about sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Yes, indeed. I want to welcome you to Bonoboville. And speaking of flying over to the other side, before we get rollicking, I just want to say R.I.P. Dennis Hoff, the world's most famous pimp. If you never heard of him, you might have seen Cat House. So he was the world's most famous brothel owner and the Barnum of Booty, and I'm waiting for his picture with me to appear. Where is it? Oh, there is. That was in 1995, I think. And I'd met him a few years before that. That was at his birthday party. He has these famous birthday parties. And honestly, I didn't go to the birthday party this year. I'd sort of not been talking to him since he became the Trump from Parump. And I just, you know, it rhymes and everything. And I understand he wanted to, represent Nevada. It almost put him into the Nevada state legislature. He actually got the Republican nomination. He won from the regular Republican guy. And he was celebrating his birthday. I didn't go. I got an invite, but I just, didn't go. Partly because Sheriff Arpaio was on the guest list, That's kind of disgusting. So, anyway, he died. I mean, he was celebrating. He was with our friend Ron Jeremy. He was with Sheriff Arpaio. I have such mixed feelings about Dennis because I've known him for a long time. He was a good friend. I met him through Ron, and actually before Ron, I think I met him through Al Goldstein, also rest in peace. And Max and I met him pretty much together. I think we met him at a Spago dinner with Al, and he was an Orange County real estate developer, and he had just acquired brothels in Nevada, and he just went, wow, I've got brothels. Isn't that great? I'm kind of a playboy. I think this is cool. I don't know. Maybe I'll make it like my secret thing I do. But then he got so into it, and he became like the superhero of brothels to some people and the villain of brothels to others. He certainly knew how to divide up sex workers in terms of whether they liked him or not. And then there were a lot, who had mixed feelings. He certainly represented legal brothels to everybody on HBO, Cat House. And I was the Cat House sex therapist for a little while. He certainly made it more, I guess, publicized and didn't go to jail. Over it, although, there were some things pending when he just kind of dropped dead right after one of his weekend parties. And he didn't smoke, he didn't drink, but he did eat a lot of fudgicles. Not good, not good. Yeah, could have been the fudgicles. I don't know. I don't know if it was the fudgicles because I'm wondering, he did die suddenly. I'm just going to say, I don't know. Could have been foul play, though. Don't know. Not according to the police, but who knows with police. And some of our favorite people are police officers. Thank you. But on the other hand, things can get mixed up. And it's interesting that Dennis's name is still on the ballot. And people can vote for him. And that's a very Republican area of Nevada. So they will probably vote for him. And he will win, probably. And then the Republicans get to pick the guy that is going to be on the state legislature. So it is actually in their interest that he is not among the living. And you always want to see who benefits. So it's just something curious. I'm sure that if Dennis could bequeath his seat in the state legislature to someone, it would be to Ron Jeremy, mayor of Bonoboville. But it doesn't look like that's going to be the one who takes it over. It's probably going to be the Republican guy that he actually defeated in the primary. So it's interesting how these things kind of turn around and around and around, and it kind of makes you believe in magic or, you know, foul play, one or the other. Now, speaking of foul play, and we're going to get into our cosplay theme in a moment, but what happened to Jamal Khashoggi? I mean, after 17 days of denial, 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 the Saudis have accepted their role in the death of this rather prominent journalist, saying it was just an argument that got physical. So what we figure is after 17 years, maybe now the Saudis will accept their role in 9/11, and they can always say it was just a flight lesson that got out of hand. Now, seriously, that is a crazy explanation. I mean, they brought a bone saw, 17 guys, to this meeting that got out of hand. And I mean, this guy is, you know, an older, you know, probably diabetic guy. And he's not going to brawl with these guys. And why were his fingers chopped off? And I mean, so many questions. Anyway, I don't know if we're going to get the answers. And of course, there's also the ongoing horror in Yemen. But one thing we do know, we are represented by our cosplay presidents, Sultan Don Bin Drumpf Al Saud. Can we see a picture? There he is. A.K.A. Mohammed Bin Moran. He believes the Saudi explanation. Why not? You know, and it's kind of comic booky. You know, a fight, a brawl that got out of hand with one guy that you just would not expect to be fighting with 17 guys and
murder team, hit team.
You know, yeah, hit team, and he kind of holds them off until they cut off his fingers, and then they chop him into pieces. I don't know.
Where's the body?
Well, that's another thing.
That's the other.
That's the thing that isn't there. That's part of the magic of the season. Magic. Right? Anyway, you know, a lot of people believe in alternative facts these days, right? Isn't that what they were saying? Kellyanne Conjob, alternative facts. And that's what magic really is an alternative to facts. It's just like a different explanation, but it's still going on. It's something that you're witnessing, or else you wouldn't be talking about it. So it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy what's going on these days. And so, you know, why not kind of believe in magic, and why not kind of believe in superheroes, and why not just believe in fantasy? And I always like to give fantasy a helping hand, and I have a magic dildonic vibrating broom here.
I don't think you can show that on Facebook.
Oh, no, I can show the. Oh, and by the way, I can show my panties, which are Heidi Fleiss panties.
Oh, are they Heidi?
Yes, Heidi Fleiss signed them. There they are. And I got them from Heidi, one of my visits to the Bunny Ranch or something. Yeah. Poor Heidi. Heidi's his partner. I mean, not that he didn't have a lot of partners. You could say he was polyamorous or a swinger, Dennis Hoff, I guess. Again.
A serial fucker.
A serial fucker. Yeah. More honest about it than Trump, I think. I believe. Although people had some serious complaints about him. And, you know, I respect that. I respect all the Me Tooers. But, you know, I he was always a gentleman with me, probably because I was too old for him because I'm over 22. yeah. Oh, my. Rest in peace, Dennis Hoff. He's with the ghosts. So back to, you know, the magic of cosplay. Right. Tonight is Kink Month 3, and we are celebrating with Kink Month cosplay. Ooh. Woohoo! Yeah. Can I get an amen? Can I get an A? Superwomen.
Superwomen!
Yeah, baby. All right, so cosplay is, I guess, costume role play, you know, which already sounds sexual to me. Although it's, you know, kind of not supposedly totally sexual. But I think that my guests are pretty sexy, so we're going to find out more. And first of all, we have out of the Batcave, we have Batman, we have Bruce, we have...
Hello.
Well, Dorian.
Yes.
Dorian.
Dorian Black.
Dorian Black, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman.
A.k.a. billionaire philanthropist, a.k.a.
entrepreneur.
Gotta get that billionaire.
I'm an entrepreneur that dresses
AKA
as a bat.
A.k.a. martial arts expert.
Uh-huh.
A.k.a. world's greatest detective. You can go on. All
great day. World's greatest detective.
Oh, that's right.
Slow down.
Yeah.
And he has Jeffrey that helps him.
Okay. Jeffrey. Well, everybody's talking, so
sorry.
I'm going to talk to you, but I want to introduce everybody. So you are kind of the leader of the pack, the cosplay pack here.
You came
in your Batmobile.
Yes. Yes, we did come in the Batmobile. I think we all have a lot to contribute tonight. I'm actually really looking forward to hearing what everybody else has to say.
All right.
Actually,
well,
Tony
next
Stark
to you
there,
is Harley Quinn. And Harley Quinn is very cute. And she also has another name, Peggy Reynolds.
Peggy Reynolds.
Okay.
The only.
Yeah. She looks adorable. We're going to do modeling in a moment. But we have another Harley Quinn over here who's Blossom.
Ah, yes.
We have double Harley Quinn.
Which the ultra kinky Harley, that's me.
Yeah.
You can come get kinky.
We're
going to
talk about
get comfortable.
The meaning of Harley Quinn and Harlequin and Arlecchino that I used to play when I did Commedia dell'arte.
But I know, how beautiful is she?
First, I want to get back around to, okay, this Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
And you don't really have another name, Brian or something.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Okay, whatever. Brian.
Oh, working, Mike. That's good.
Tony,
whatever, Brian.
Do you want to be known as Tony tonight? Or
Tony works.
Tony works, right. And you're also a billionaire, right? I mean, we have two billionaires here. Can you guys, like, save the bonobos or something with your billions? I mean, you just buy all these gadgets. How about doing some good? Okay, and talk on the microphone or
this
you get a spanking.
Oh, it did work.
That is
it does work.
One
both.
Of our rules.
I mean, you just didn't know how to work it.
Here in the womb room.
Oh!
Ooh.
Tony, what have you been...
All right, now,
do I need to show you how to work it, Tony?
Up at Tony Stark's feet is somebody
like
else.
Comics.
Okay, this is Pepper Potts,
the sexy
AKA Elizabeth.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And I'm going
Hi.
To
oh,
move
hi,
my notes Hello. Now because I don't need them. Can we move this, please? Thank you. And so you are curled up in a very
Thank you, Harley.
Sexy position right there. Yes. And I think that does our cosplayers officially. And now we have the lovely and looking quite super heroic, actually, Veronica Rainbow Scum.
Rainbow
talk on the microphone. You got to talk on the
microphone. Rainbows come.
You have to talk like this, like you're sucking a cock.
Come.
Either or.
Okay. So...
However you look at it.
I always looked at it like scum.
It could be scum or cum.
Or cum.
It's French.
I like cum maybe better.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I was interested in what the meaning of rainbow scum might be.
Well, I feel like a lot of people view sex in a very oppressive way. In a scum, like they view people scummy.
Uh-huh.
But it could be a very blissful coming thing and rainbow.
Coming
yeah,
thing.
Like yeah. a very ecstasy kind of blissed like out coming. State. So I just like the play on words.
I do too.
Oh, yay.
Okay, so what do I call you?
Whatever you'd like.
rainbow or
it might change storm. During the night too. I mean, it could. I evolve.
And then there's
I just mutate into yeah. some weird creatures. I don't know.
And and I see you. We have a little sort of montage of you on the beach. And
oh,
there you are. You look very adorable, and you're kind of a performance artist, sex pot. Comedian? What are you?
What am I? I'm still exploring.
Blossoming.
I don't know about the comedian part. I would like to be more funny and have more funny moments in my life.
Okay, that was part
Definitely.
Of your description on
but,
my notes.
I do grow cannabis. Okay. I am outdoor,
yeah,
organic.
I mean, walking naked on a railroad track.
Keep
that looked
it green.
Funny.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I consider that.
I am like a nudist activist.
Right.
As
and does
well.
That say Trump on your ass?
It says, yeah, dump Trump.
Dump Trump. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Right on the ass.
Dump Trump.
Yeah, that was fun. A
Under
naked
the
bike
rainbow.
Ride. All over LA. That was really fun.
Very good. Okay.
Dr.
Well,
Susie
I think I've introduced everybody. And yep. I'm so excited to have you all here to celebrate Kink Month. You know about Kink Month. It was
Every
invented by. Our friends at the stock room. And it doesn't mean that you can't be kinky every day of the year. It just really means, amazing. Just like there's
I
like Black History Month and Masturbation Month and things like that, Women's History Month, it's a time to kind of talk about it and open up your horizons a little more.
Mm. Yes.
And it's Kink Month, it makes sense. It's, you know, the Halloween month, the month to transgress consensually.
Consensual, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spice
consensual.
It up.
Yes.
Keep
yeah.
it consensual.
So, you know, so cosplay kind of fits with that because you're wearing costumes and they're, you know, kind of your persona, your alter ego, I guess, your dark side sometimes, maybe your sexual side, maybe it brings out a part of you. Or it allows you to be a certain way that you might be embarrassed to be if you were just being yourself. What do you think?
Well, first and foremost, yes, know. I'm Batman. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
The cartoons I grew up on, I feel like really influenced my love of both like cosplay and kink and the intersections of it, like. I don't know. I remember being in like the third grade and watching Aladdin for the first time and being like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We all know what I'm talking
yes.
about. We all just collectively know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
All know the
I don't
scene.
Even need to continue. Like that's you already know what I'm talking about.
Please continue.
And then like
please continue.
I remember watching.
Please continue. I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm unaware of this X-rated just Aladdin scene.
Yeah, I'd so like to know more
detail
about
my
the,
memory. Details, please.
Kinky no. Aladdin.
Yeah, well like
rub my lamp, baby. Rub
was it
my
the monkey?
Lamp.
Was it Abu?
It was the monkey. No, it was like just seeing like Jafar and like the scene with Jasmine. See, I'm just going elaborating on people who may have not seen Aladdin, which we all have. But even like even before that, like I used to watch like and this was way after my time. I'm 33. Just throwing that out there now.
33.
The first time I saw like the 60s Batman and saying like, man, like Catwoman has Batman all tied up. Why is this
Ooh.
Interesting?
Oh,
to me?
Yeah,
yes.
yeah and it was just like stuff like that. I was just noticing that all of the media that I consumed, all the stuff I loved.
What did you think about Batman's relationship with Robin?
I never
Batman's
knew what to make of it in the 60s show. But yeah, the more I watched, like when I read the comics, I really became interested in Batman's dynamic with the Joker. Just like the fact that if any of you guys have seen like Lego Batman before, I think they did the best job ever at like exploring that like, you know, sort of like quasi psychosexual relationship they have. If you watch like Lego Batman did a great job of just being like these two kind of complete each other in a really toxic way. But it's interesting and I love it and I, you know, read it all the time. So yeah, just
So you are part of FetLife and BDSM groups
yes.
and how does Batman express your I guess dominant side?
Well, I perform at an event called Batcave Hollywood.
Ah.
So yes, I'm Batman. I dom as Batman.
I'm Batman.
I dom at a place called Batcave. Batcave started way before I came along, though. Just it was an odd coincidence that I ended up like sort of working with them was it was right after Adam West passed away, and they wanted to do a Adam West like memorial show, so it was going to be called Gotham After Dark, and they were looking for people to bring on, and I just happened to hear about it from someone else. Someone else tagged me, and they're like, "Hey, man, you should go to this." And I ended up hitting up Sin and Scarlet. They're the ones that run it. And I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm a Batman Dom. Like, do you want me here?" And they were like, "Yes, yes, we'll have a space for you and everything. We'll get you ready." And she was my Harley, so like I dommed her
Harley
on stage.
Now, Harley, of course, is the Joker's,
Joker's
sort of lover.
Yeah.
The Joker, she loves the Joker. He kind of treats you like shit, but that is a lot of relationships,
it really
I guess.
Is.
You know.
Everybody has their Joker.
Yeah. And why do you identify with Harley Quinn?
Because I have had my own Joker in my life.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. You also deal with her. Harley Quinn is not mentally stable at all. I'm going to say that. She's not. And I relate to her a lot because in a lot of her stories, especially in the comics, you see her struggling, not only getting over her past relationships, coming into her own as, if not a totally dominant woman, at least some kind of control over her life.
Well, she was a psychiatrist. So, of course,
yes,
psychiatrists are never
incredibly
stable.
Brilliant.
Very, you know. Kind of psycho. So, okay, yeah, and you fell in love with your patient, which is, of course, the thing you're not supposed to do.
Rule number one,
and
don't do it.
There's a reason for that. but, yeah, Harley Quinn, of course, is based somewhat, I guess, on the French word harlequin, which is based on Arlecchino. And guess who used to play Arlecchino when I was a performer in Commedia dell'arte. That is me without my high heels and just wearing holding up a cross in my mask. And I was performing out with a group called New England Commedia. Right. It was my post-Yale years when I didn't know what I wanted to do before I decided to become a sex maniac. I was Arlecchino. And Arlecchino was a trickster, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not bad like the Joker, but could cause a lot of problems, definitely. Not a bad, bad person, but very powerful, but also very sort of klutzy and foolish. The Fool, really, like in Tarot, the Fool card. And I really love the character of Arlecchino. And although I'm not a psychiatrist, I guess you could say I am a sex therapist, so I identify with a psycho sexpert.
Sure.
Although, fortunately, my prince is no Joker. Captain.
Captain Max.
Captain Max is his
Hello
own
there.
Superhero.
Hi. How are you doing,
he's
darling?
He's my superhero.
Look at him.
And he scored a bullseye today at the pot shop.
I did, at the pot shop.
He
and
did.
I
he's
won.
A superhero, that's right. He won us three joints.
Right.
No, he really did.
That's
he
all
got
you need.
The bullseye. Everybody thought, you know, oh, he's not going to
right
it.
In the center, I got
yeah,
it.
Right in the center.
So everybody's everybody's looking. I got this old guy, you know. He ain't going to hit that thing.
Right. All right, Captain Max, well, you got to stay in shape. We don't want you to go the way of Dennis Hoff now.
I don't need fudgicles.
No,
no fudgicles.
Don't eat no fudgicles, okay? All right. So we're totally in tune here. So okay, but you know, I really do believe that witches are kind of the original superhero. You know, or you could say angels. Or maybe the Greek gods and goddesses, those kind of guys, maybe. You know, I don't know if you care because you're so in, you know, the 21st century. But there is a history to superheroes, and they are kind of our archetypes, and they are our sexual icons. And for a lot of people, you know, who can't express themselves sexually, They represent a lot of hot sexual feelings.
I feel like mythology is inherently fetishized, just because it's like you look
mythology.
We have a debate.
Actually, even in mythology, when you get into the cults, such as the cult of Mithras, which was purely superhero worship that you would get in ancient Rome and ancient Greece, Mithra even shared a birth date with who we identify as Jesus Christ now.
Yes.
Same exact virgin birth, and soldiers would worship him as the archetype, the same way that, say, cosplayers worship Batman. They would dress up as him, take on his icon, the same as any worshippers for any of the ancient Greek gods or goddesses or Roman gods or goddesses, that you take on that persona, you dress up, you worship with your entire self. And of course, you know, money talks and bullshit walks.
Stir the pot, pepper! Stir the pepper pot, Woo! So why do you like to be pepper pot?
Okay, well, I have actually, I've been in the kink scene for going on years because I'm old. And I have always identified as a switch. And my submissiveness, I tend to go more towards the boss secretary roles. When I started early on comic books. My dad started me on comic books when I was like 5 years old, reading X-Men, reading Iron Man. And I always liked the idea of the Girl Friday. That, you know, she could walk into a room and kick anybody's ass, but she answers to this guy.
Yeah.
She answers to the one guy above, and she provides a important service to him. She keeps him organized, and it's a true power exchange, because without him, you know, Tony Stark can't tie his shoes. Sorry, Tony, you can't tie your shoes without me.
He's like, I know.
No.
And she can put on your iron shoes.
But I like the idea that she still answers to him, but they've got this perfect exchange going. And I still find her to be, you know, and it bugs me so much when people say submission is not feminist, because Pepper Potts is a strong, strong woman. She put on the Iron Man costume and she kicked a bunch of ass herself.
Yeah.
And I think that feminism is choosing sexuality for yourself, not based on what other people are telling you to be.
Yeah.
I've had this argument with my mother before. I've had this argument with my mother.
Right.
Oh,
well,
no,
I, of course, am totally in agreement. However, I just do want to give a shout out to Wonder Woman, who is a different kind of character, because not just because she is a super female heroine, but also because her creators, who were really a kind of a threesome, were really into kinky stuff. You know, William Marston, and there was a
Olive
movie made
Elizabeth.
About it. Yeah, and they kind of had a polyamorous threesome, and they all lived together, and they had children, and you know, her lasso of truth, you know, they would play with maybe themselves. It was kind of vague about that, but they seemed to have done some kind of BDSM stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was sort of how the relationship started out. Originally, Will and Elizabeth, they were both professors, and Olive was originally Will's student. And they were really a huge part of like the first wave feminist movement as well. And that was how Olive really got their attention, because Olive's aunt, I believe, she was like a huge part of the first wave feminist movement. Who was she?
Don't ask me who her name was right now.
Well, this is a test.
They knew, well, I already failed it.
You're going to have to punish the naughty.
I could chill later.
He did it first.
Well, you could punish him.
She's full sub. She does not like to dominate.
I'm dominant everywhere but in the bedroom.
But yeah, that was how the...
We're not in your bedroom.
It's true.
Well, they started their relationship with kink, and then it started evolving, and really, they had a really weird, convoluted sort of like way of marrying like all three of them together. Was they created a fake person, Olive married said fake person, and then said fake person died. So then she came up with her
just
own.
Like Dave Hoff, that's what happened.
There you go. So she came up with, what was it, Richards, right? That was
Richards,
her new...
Olive Richards.
Yeah, so that was how she married them, was by creating a fake person that represented both of them, and then they died.
Well, all right then. Enough
the
about
it's
them.
The
Let's get back to our characters here.
Yes.
And I think I would love
equipment.
To just see you model your characters and then maybe, you know, engage. Like, maybe you should start Batman. You are the big guy.
All right.
You know, get out of your Batmobile, put on your mask.
I see a bat signal in the sky.
Reveal yourself.
I see a bat signal in the sky.
I have, the only thing I'm not wearing right now is the cowl right here, which has the LED lights. This one is brand new.
Okay.
You can go ahead and take a look at it if you want.
Well, I think I'd like to see it on you.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't have the...
It's fine.
I want to share you with my audience right now.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's... The balaclava piece.
Yes, it sounds
Oh,
sexy.
Look at this.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now hold the microphone so he can be heard.
Sorry, I don't have the other piece of the armor, which is like the neck piece. You can see my neck right here.
Just
typically.
Okay. Just let it hang.
Yeah, it looks good.
Can you stand
just
up?
Let boys stand up.
Do your chain
hang low?
We man, show it all out.
Let your cape.
Look at all those gauges.
All right.
Okay, no, you have to talk on the microphone or I spank you and I know you're dominant.
Oh, please spank him. Please.
Harley, could you really quick just put the battery pack into my cape? Like I said, it's missing one piece to it just because I wanted to be able to talk to you guys without...
This is what happens when you're part robot.
Yeah. Right?
You know, parts
technical,
are missing.
Technical.
So, you know, usually I have neck armor that goes around here, too. I just
yeah,
bring
I gotcha.
It out.
Okay.
But it works. This is, I do actually.
Can I feel your armor?
Of course, you can feel whatever you need.
This is your.
Just mind the spikes right here on the goblin.
Magic pack.
Utility belt's pretty convenient.
You have no, nothing here, though.
We thought there was.
Is it stuffed?
Oh, I can tell you it is
just a
not
dance belt.
Stuffed.
Just a dance belt.
All right. So that looks good. Well, why don't you supervise while Harley Quinn gets up and models her outfit?
Tell us a little bit about
Take
the
jacket off. Take my jacket off. But I got to show off the back of it.
Turn around. Okay. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Now you can keep the jacket on. Now you can keep it off.
Keep it on. Just a little pen on Harley.
Oh, cute. Very, very cute.
It has, like, different levels to it, too. So the more she strips down, it sort of becomes different outfits.
Oh, well, let's see a little more.
I plan in pieces.
I think we should take the jacket off.
Can we get that jacket?
Batman, take it off for
you.
You just want the jacket, don't you?
I mean, I'm not gonna take it.
Wow, there she is.
There she is,
Harley Quinn, without her jacket.
And now she's taking off her weaponry.
And this is her utility belt. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Oh my.
She's got so many utilities she could light
all
up the street.
On a belt.
Yeah.
Okay. She's ready. Ooh. She's packed and loaded. She's packed
off
and loaded.
And we can show this on Facebook because, you know, you're wearing an extra pair of shorts, as every good superhero needs to do. Yeah, absolutely.
She likes seven options.
I think the shorts should stay off.
Okay.
You have to pan away from me while I try to dig it out of my boots, okay?
All right, let's hear it for Batman, Bruce Wayne, and Harley Quinn. Do you guys want to stand up and show off your outfit? You look more like Christian Grey or something. Yeah.
A little bit full
Tony
business.
Tony Stark strips down. He's in a...
And this is Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Does somebody tie somebody up with a tie?
You're Brazilian?
Oop. Yeah.
Show us your tying bondage skills.
Well.
Whoa.
Oh, she's like, I gotta get this.
Sexy.
Well, thank you for that. But I don't see how I'm gonna tie your wrists together if you're holding my jacket. That was a little, confused here.
You're going to tie the wrists together.
But let's see what we can work out.
Okay, while you figure that out, I'm just going
this
to say
this is getting pretty.
The co-creator of Iron Man, who is Stan Lee, is also the co-creator of Stripperella. And, of course, Anthony Lee Wynn is one of our favorite guests, and he created, I better back up because you guys aren't
showing it. I'm
feeling
the heat right here.
This whole Stripperella painting featuring your darling doctor. Yeah, as in kind of not quite superhero mode. But Stripperella, she strips to conquer, created by Anthony Lee Wynn and Stan Lee. And here we are now. Now they're all tied up. Oh, look at that corset. Does Pepper Pot really wear a corset?
She does if Mr. Stark asks her to.
Oh.
Let's get a close-up of that corset. Right there. Right.
Very sexy.
Phil, yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, don't switch yet. And I'm looking at the fucking corset.
There we go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sexy. So, nice. Do you also have an Iron Man costume?
You know, I have parts of it, but not the full. The full suit's pretty complicated. So
right.
We're still working on that.
Wow. Okay. That's a work in progress. Meantime, you've got Pepper all tied up.
Mm-hmm. Anything more to say, Pepper?
Will that be all, Mr. Stark?
I want more. I want to see more.
Pepper and Tony forever.
Okay. Wow, let's hear it for Pepper Potts and Tony Stark. And Anthony, hey, come on back and visit us again. And I see Rainbow here is moving around. Come on up here, Rainbow. Do you have a microphone? Let's have a microphone for you.
Check.
Are you your own superhero, or do you have a special cosplay role you like to play?
I need to find a superhero.
Yeah?
You guys are all my superheroes!
Yeah!
Yes! Two!
Yep. I just assumed you were one.
You guys are very inspiring. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Well, you know...
Do you want me to do a thing?
Yeah, you should do a thing.
A thing?
Actually,
The thing?
Could you, take some of that off?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to a tune, maybe The Kinkster by Carmina Formosa. Let's play it. And we're going to see Veronica.
Wow.
Rainbow.
All right,
Scum.
Turn it up a bit.
Woo! A jumpsuit. Wow, look at this. Oh, careful with the Facebook camera.
Whoa. Facebook? Don't let Facebook see that.
Show it now. Now, one flash.
Oh, now we can show it. Oh, see through nipples. No nipples, please.
Beautiful. Rainbow Scum. I'm getting into the mood. I'm getting to the meaning. Into the feeling. Is this microphone?
Is it
working?
Even? Oh, yeah. Yes, here we go. Is. We got to get all really right. Deep in there.
Yes, get right.
Deep in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Wow. This is quite a beautiful, kinky outfit. Good for kink month. For sure.
I'd rather be nude, but, you know.
Well, you could be nude.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Here, do it. Do it.
Do it.
Bring back the music. And here she is, Woo. Veronica Rainbow Scum, live from Bonobo-ville. Woohoo!
Batman approves.
Ooh, and she's all organic. Look at this. Like, doesn't shave. Beautiful. Amazing. Very natural. I knew you were a natural girl, but I am now experiencing your beauty and your naturalness. Let's hear it for Rainbow. Woohoo! Where are you from originally, Rainbow?
Southern California. I move a lot.
Oh.
I just roam around.
You have 10 minutes.
Southern California.
We have 10
10 minutes for this segment. 10 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Well, what should we do in 10 minutes? We could do spanks. A lot of things.
Let's spank spanks. Each other. Everyone should spank each other.
Okay.
Maybe?
You know,
I
the
don't
next
know.
Issue of the Speakeasy Journal, which is designed by Clemmy Cockatoo, who's at our bar right now. And, of course, Captain Max is the original designer.
I'm the do nothing. I'm the producer.
He's
the publisher.
Zeus that throws down the lightning bolts. Yeah. Anyway, the first issue is about splosh and art, and the next issue is going to be. See, we're all sploshing.
Making
each
love
other.
To your food.
You would like
doing
that.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Rainbow scum. We look like rainbow scum right here. But the next issue is actually going to be spanking. So we're excited, and you guys are, you know, maybe going to get into it.
I love
yeah.
the spanking.
Okay, so when you talk about, you want the spanking, and I don't think they would mind, because they seem to be BDSM-oriented. Spanking is one of the most basic activities of BDSM. Not everybody likes it, but almost. Yeah,
it's a good jumping off point. I feel like even people who are vanilla have been spanked at least like once in a sexual manner.
Right. Don't spank your children, by the way. It'll make them stupid. Studies show that it does lower their IQ. Okay, but do spank consenting adults who like being spanked. That's a good thing.
We will take all of the spankings.
All right. So I feel like I should spank you over my knee.
Yes, please.
Because you are naughty.
Yeah.
And I feel like you two should have a spanking thing going. And you
have
can
have...
Maybe our Harley Quinn will be a free agent.
You can
talk on the microphone, though, or you're going to get spanked. Right.
Although, Is that what I wanted?
You do. I know you do. We know you want it. We know you do. Okay.
So,
but in the meantime,
I'm
going to get things started here with, I'm going to call you Rainbow for short. And I need a microphone, though. I guess we don't have quite enough. But she has two. She's greedy. She's going to have to be punished for that. Well, we'll start with Harley Quinn here. Yes.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn's going to get... And she's too far close to me. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Booty, 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 booty. All right. And now, how have you been naughty? Tell me, how have you been naughty?
Oh.
What did you do?
I'm bad at this.
You're bad at this?
Yes.
Well, that's naughty. Okay, get over my knee and you're going to be spanked for being bad at this. Right. This is such a beautiful bottom.
Ooh, I like that.
We're just tenderizing the meat right now. That's right. Just a
working
little spanks. Yes. Oh, what is this? Sort of, oh, you've
what
got a dirty
that?
Bottom.
Ooh, I'm dirty.
A dirty bottom. It's a naughty, dirty bottom.
I try to conserve water.
You're a
water,
dirty
really
girl. That's the scum from the rainbow.
Pretty
ooh,
crusty.
I like that you have a moor behind your neck. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know, as I said, I don't want to be the only one spanking because we've only got a couple of minutes.
Oh.
So you guys, I got a microphone here, do I? Yeah. So you arrange them, Harley, here.
Harley?
Yeah, arrange them, and we're going to keep our
right
spanking
here.
Going. That's right. We're going to have a group spanking.
You're right there.
We could use the chairs if you want to get over one of our new chairs. We have brand new little chairs here. And you can get over them or just over a knee or just on your hands and knees.
Let's see who can spank better, Batman or Tony.
Talking to the mic.
You guys are so hot.
I already have
a
bat paddle, so I feel like I already win.
Oh, yes. Spank that ass.
Spank that ass. Oh, and I also have a mink glove. Whatever I spank, I also rub.
Oh my god, that feels so good.
Yes, and that makes you able to take the bad. Take the bad with the good.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. We are Ooh, and I've got little pubic hairs to play with here. It's a lot of fun.
I'm definitely getting wet.
Yeah, tug on these pubic hairs. Ooh. Oh, yes. Rainbow scum. Veronica Rainbow Scum. Over my knee. Live from Bonoboville. While Tony Stark is spanking Pepper Pot. And Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, is spanking Harley Quinn. Oh, yeah. And Stripperella is watching over us and hiding Trump so that Trump doesn't get to be part of this. Right. Oh, no, he doesn't. But you have a beautiful butt. That's right. Except it's behind his cape. Here, let's move over this way. That's right. That's right. Yes. And another little rub of the mink. And then a spank. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, he's spanking her with a hammer. What is that? Oh, wow. It's a nice hammer, a Harley hammer. Woo! And the girls are within kissing distance of each other.
I was thinking, yeah. I was like, can you please just
kissing
each other
distance?
Right?
They could, if they you could want give to, each other a little peck, like, a little kiss.
I just visualized it and I was like,
we're hoping. Oh!
Yes! That's making me really
yes.
wild now.
Oh, yes.
You guys are so
yes.
hot.
We are having so much fun. The world
yes!
is going crazy. But we are celebrating Kink Month 3 in Bonoboville in the Church of the Bonobo Way. That's right, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah! We are having some fun. Kink Month cosplay. Are we done? Do we have to go to a break now? I see all these signs in the air.
I have to pee.
Yep. Oh.
Two minutes.
Oh, no. No, I was... You guys.
Okay, did we flip and we spank?
We did the spanking. No, you know, that was going to be my, climax of the segment, but we have two more minutes, so it's not. So I think we're going to now just switch it up.
I know.
Switch it up.
1 minute.
And,
1 minute.
We have 1 minute.
1 minute.
And
1 minute.
I guess what I'm going to do is fly on my magic dildonic vibrating broom. And spank you with it too. Oh yeah, baby. And so I think we're ready to take a break, but we're going to be right back with Bonoboville Communion, more spankings, cosplay, and witches and bitches and tramps and vamps and no trumps and
no trumps.
And you. So don't come yet and don't go away.
No trumps.
We'll be right back.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back to Kink Month 3, Kink Month Cosplay in Bonoboville. And I'm the original superhero, the Witch Bitch, baby. And I'm riding my magic dildonic vibrating broom, but you can't see the dildonic part because right now we're on Facebook. Are we on Facebook?
No.
No.
Yeah. No, you're not, but we are now.
Oh, I'm okay.
Rock out with your cock out.
You could be showing this because I have a mink glove over my magic dildonic vibrating broom and the lovely rainbow scum is all covered up for now, and I have her prisoner with my lasso of truth around her neck, and oh, I feel the vibrations. By the way, the magic dildonic vibrating broom, which is inspired by the Harry Potter Nimbus broom that flew children around and then got recalled because it was just a little too much for the parents. You know, so I decided to make a, you know, adult broom that I could fly around on and feel good, you know, good vibrations. And it spanks in the back, yeah? You want to demonstrate the spanking? Well, you can just take it and just spank the wench. Spank, 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 spank. And oh, then there's the opening. I mean,
the always the opening.
the opening I'm looking for. Oh, wow, that's very washed out. Okay, so speaking of witches, I want to just give a shout out to the witches out there in Brooklyn at the what is it called? A cat store of some sort. Catland Books, because they are hosting a hex on Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And of course we have our Kavanaugh here. We have our Kavanaugh here, and he has his little Yale hat on, and he has his Trump toilet paper that he's gagged with. We don't let him speak on the Dr. Susan Block show because, you know, he might start crying, and we can't handle that right now. But they're making a hex on him, and I don't know if it involves the Trumpists, who, of course, they've also hexed. Our Trumpus is getting ready for Christmas, you know,
that
the Trumpus.
That is nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah. And he's a big dick with a little penis. And he has a mushroom Mario Kart pee-pee with Yeti pubes, just like Stormy Daniels described it. And get her microphone working. Yeah. I can't hear on the...
Oh.
It's like a nightmare derived from Freddy Krueger. It's just
it's
the more I look at it, the scarier.
That's kind of how Stormy described it.
It's all of the worst parts of Trump in one. It's like one-stop Trump shopping right here.
Thank you. And we do keep him gagged with a penis pacifier. Keep that in your mouth. You shut up.
He's just going to use Twitter, though. It's not going to work.
Well, not our Trump. He has no fingers. We beat the Saudis, we chopped off his fingers long ago, you know, except he's not real. But he's kind of voodoo, and we'll see, you know. I mean, we're trying everything we can to see what we can do. And honestly, we don't mean any harm. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We just want him to resign, right?
Okay.
I mean, for the good of the Trump crime family, he needs to resign. Now, there is another hex going on in the opposite direction, in San Jose. Father Gary Thomas is right up there. Look at that. I mean, seriously, folks, this is going on. And he is going to hex the hexers and kind of try to protect Kavanaugh.
Is this like legit, like Catholicism versus Wiccan? Like,
this is cosplay in
it's a magic battle,
the real world, right? This is these people are really doing this, and they really have followers. And I think that there are some witches that really kind of believe in it, and I'm not casting aspersions on anyone's beliefs, even if you believe in Batman.
Everyone believes in Batman.
A lot of them are just doing it because it's there to benefit LGBTQ homeless, actually, as well as Planned Parenthood. They're doing this event. So, you know, there's a practical reason as well. Now, I don't know about the Catholic one, whether there's... I guess the practical reason is to rally the base. You know, get them against these witches, right? Right? Because we've got an election coming up. And vote blue. I'm wearing turquoise, but blue. Vote blue, blue. Don't talk off the microphone. Oh, boy, she's asking for a spanking.
Oh, no.
At least you were ready
naughty,
for it.
Naughty, girl. Naughty. And this stings, right. Exactly. She wasn't counting on that.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Going Catwoman on her.
See, you don't want to have to try to talk off the microphone. To at least try to talk on the
microphone. I liked it.
Yeah. But the spankings are fun. Batman understands how much fun it is to punish the naughty.
Bring out your bag of tricks, Batman.
Oh, it's right there. It actually
so
has
you have a bag of tricks.
I do have a bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Oh, and I'm excited.
All of my wonderful toys. It has a bat symbol.
Okay, so do you need to punish the naughty in some way here with these tricks or
who's
toys?
Been naughty? Who's
I think we've got very naughty people around.
I think so too, but I don't like to assume.
I think she's ready.
Okay.
Ready?
I think she's ready.
All right,
you don't have to ask me twice.
Okay. You don't have to ask her twice. And so what kind of punishment are you going to give little Harley Quinn?
We'll go with the flogger for right now. Something simple but effective.
Uh-huh.
And in true poetic fashion, it is my Harley Quinn flogger. It is part leather. It's got like vinyl straps. So the black is rubber, and then
made from baby cows.
The red is, well, actually, I don't know. It might be suede. I'm not sure. This was a gift from a long time
ago. It's vintage, so it's okay.
It was a gift, so I had nothing to do with the purchase.
You know
of
what?
It.
If it's going towards pleasure, it's okay.
You know, and it's still more environmental than plastic.
It's still more environmental than plastic. Here, come.
Ooh,
Harley,
in.
Come here.
Ooh.
Here.
Give me a little more room if you can, so get your butt.
Okay. You know what? I'm
gonna distance forward.
Okay,
face
here
in.
She is, oh. Harley Quinn on her
knees. Can you move up another like couple inches?
She's been naughty.
Hey, okay, and then I have to. Hey, move. Move.
Former psychiatrist fell in love with a toxic male
okay.
named the Joker. And actually, that truly toxic male who committed a mass murder dressed up as the Joker, not to bring up a dark side, but it is a dark side, and it is a sickness. And yet, this dark side is something that we all feel, and we should try to act it out in positive ways, not negative ways, not by killing people.
By bringing pleasure.
But by spanking.
Consensual.
And flogging.
Did they allow this on Facebook?
Flogging, I think it's fine.
There's nothing wrong here.
I think she's fully clothed.
Everything's clothed. Right? Oh.
Yeah.
No nipple showing. All right. She's got panties on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very sanitized.
Get kinky.
Nice.
Get fucking kinky.
Oh.
Come on.
Whip.
And brush
of course,
her hair, pet her hair.
The most important thing is it's very, very consensual.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very sexy.
Yes.
Mm. Very sexy.
Oh. Mm. Okay, riding crop.
Very sexy.
Riding crop.
Wow.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jiggle it.
So somebody put a microphone next to Harley. Can someone hold a mic next to Harley?
Harley.
Harley.
Hello.
She's like, hi, I'm over here.
How do you like being punished by Batman?
How do you like being punished by Batman?
Ooh. Do a double at the same time? Both of them at the same time?
I'll take one. Okay, I'll take
that's cute.
Okay, we got
two. All right, so right now
that's beautiful.
Okay, we've got two.
Yay.
Yes.
There
we
go. I'm a wooden Batman paddle right here.
Oh,
I used
wooden
a previous
Batman paddle.
I want to get one that actually
that's
has grooves
really
in it,
cute.
So when I hit my submissive, it'll mark them.
Yes.
So it's like their ass is signaling me that like justice is required.
I love it.
Right. No, that's a nice
mark
little
your
toy there.
The butt signal. Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'll take a 6. Ow, no, I'll take a 4. Ow. Ow.
I'm very
sensitive. Wow. Batman paddle for you cosplay kinksters. It's perfect.
One more,
that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It out for sure.
Okay, you're going to get spanked, Batman, for talking off the microphone, so you better be careful.
I get to spank Batman.
Hold on.
Yes.
I get one more spank first. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yes, that's right. Batman knows how to mic his voice.
All right, was that a solid 3?
Ooh, she got smarted there. See, that's worse than the flogging.
I trained Maya Harley to have a high pain tolerance.
It's true.
All right.
She knows how to take a licking and keep on ticking.
Yeah, are you a pain slut, Harley? Do you like... let's have this mic.
Pain slut.
Are you a bit of a masochist?
Or a little
bit. Do you do it for him?
A little bit. Part of column A, part of column B.
Do you do it
B?
Because you love him?
I do it because I love him and I love
and he's
feeling
such a
good.
Sadist, right? He does seem like a sadist, Batman, right? But your choice, you do like to do this,
I
right?
I do. I love
you're not
going to
accuse him of sexual harassment in a future
no.
date, are you? Okay. Because
no.
you never know nowadays.
Oh, on the camera right now. Consenting adult.
Well, even then. But here we go. Let's hear it for Harley Quinn and Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Dorian.
Booty slap.
Dark.
Booty slap.
And back to the rainbow. Yes, I think we might get improper for Facebook in a moment now, because the lovely rainbow is going to reveal all her colors of her body. And she has a beautiful body. And you're wearing, like, almost Arlecchino-like stockings here, different kinds, and that's really cute. And you just look adorable.
Thank you.
And you are perfect to get going with a grand tradition that we have here at the Church of the Bonobo Way, which is called Bonoboville Communion. It's like communion in any church, really. Did you grow up in a church or?
Catholic.
Catholic. Okay, so you did communion.
I did communion.
Okay, yeah. And were you an altar girl?
Yes.
You were an altar girl?
Yes.
Oh, my. Whoa. And did you enjoy that? No.
I was forced to, oh, yes. Okay. So, yes.
Oh, this I feel
was,
you.
Well, I was forced.
Yeah, you were forced. It sounds non-consensual.
It was not.
Ah.
Recovering Catholic.
Yes, it's yep. very traumatic.
Lapsed Catholic. Uh-huh. What religion did you grow up with, Batman?
Same thing. Catholic. A very, very strict Roman Catholic family.
Oh, whoa. Mm.
But, yeah, on my especially on like my mother's side, she's like Mexican and very, very like, you know, Catholic, as most Latina mothers tend to be.
Yeah,
and
right.
At about 14, I was just like, I really objectively read the Bible. I was like, I'm going to read this from like an alien's like point of view. Like, I wanted to look at it from like a, I wasn't raised to believe this, but just really look at it. And I read it. And at the end of it, I was just like, what the fuck? And I, at that point, was sort of looking into other religions. And I was like, all of this just seems unnecessary. No. Yeah, and not even
you're
just Christianity.
Unnecessary, but you've replaced it with Batman, haven't you?
Is that your new religion?
Well, I feel like
maybe you don't call it a religion.
Well, and that's interesting.
If we call it a religion, can I take the tax money?
Not dogmatic.
You know?
What I think is interesting, and Kevin Smith is sort of, because he's also Catholic as well, and he talked about in regards to like nerds, like their worship of superheroes. It really is its own sort of religious experience. Mm-hmm. The reason that religion has just lasted so long, just throughout humanity, is that we do, as humans, need something to look up to, whether it's like fiction mm-hmm. or nonfiction. But mm-hmm. I feel like with nerds, they're more accepting of the fact that like Batman's a comic book; he's not real. But
well, oh, he's real. He's real.
It depends.
What is reality?
Yeah, yeah, but I
and after all, there aren't a lot of people walking around dressed up like Jesus, but there are a lot of people that dress
that's
up like
true.
Superheroes.
Right.
So there every is, day. In a way, it's a different kind of worship. It's a different
yes.
kind of.
It's like an ideological
transformational ideology. Connection to something. That's a little bit magical.
Yes.
That's
right.
a little
yeah.
bit without absolutely. A scientific explanation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is the comic book. There is the movie. There is the special effect. There is, you know, Stan Lee, the puppet master. And yet there is also the magic that takes possession of your soul like a lasso around your neck. And then, you know, you're into it. You're into it just like... You know, maybe Catholics like used to be into Catholicism, but now they're forced. Some people are really into it. Obviously, that guy that's doing the hex on the witches, he looks into it. And you know, it's all good in a way, as long as it doesn't mm-hmm. kill people mm-hmm. and take away our freedoms,
yeah.
which of course it does. So.
I feel like there's a right way and a wrong way to be religious. Like, the right way to be religious is this works for me, and the wrong way to be religious is this works for you.
Mm.
And that's where you get the problem with a lot of mainstream religions, is that if it's something that empowers you and makes you stronger, then mm-hmm. hell, do it. It's great.
Whatever like makes you happy.
Yeah.
And that's why, honestly, to just take the Bible a little step further, I appreciate Hillel's interpretation of the Golden Rule. Do not do unto others as you would not have them do unto you. Because mm-hmm. you don't know what the hell they want to do. So doing unto others as you would have them do unto you is a little presumptuous.
Yeah, there's some twisted people out there. You're like, oh, no, I don't know.
I don't want to do that unto you.
Back up. Back up.
Right, right.
It comes back around to, of course.
Do not step back and let people be, and that
it
is
comes back to consent culture.
Yeah,
you know,
do what thou wilt should be the whole of
you
the
should
law.
Be
yes.
Yeah.
Thank
again.
You for that.
Yeah. Yes. If you're,
ooh,
if you're
Aleister Crowley.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's kind of magical.
Different kind of magic.
And if you're someone who never consented to be part of that religion, like you never consented originally, and when you were old enough to say, "I don't consent to be this religion again," I think that people need to step aside and let that happen. Instead of becoming, well, fanatical fucks about it.
Mm. Who,
fanatical fucks?
Who ever consents to religion?
I think I just found out my super identity.
Whoever consents to religion? Religion is something that is thrown at you when you are a child.
I am fanatical fuck.
I actually have more respect for people who find religion later in life. Cause it's
that's me. Yeah. I have God.
So it's a matter
I don't have religion, I have God.
All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are going to find
Bonobo,
a little bit of religion in Bonoboville Communion now. And I already have a beautiful altar girl. If you consent, of course. I'm assuming you will, but
yes,
I shouldn't. Okay, this is a kinky way of doing communion. Right.
It's not saltines and juice, okay.
Which are already out.
I am excited.
So then we need a recipient for the communion. So who would you like to receive your communion from your altar?
Ooh.
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 Meow. Meow. All right. Harley Quinn. Okay.
All
let's
right.
Get
I'll,
her drunk.
I'll do it.
Okay. She'll do it.
You
consent. So I consent.
She knows how to do it, too. Okay, so first we prepare the altar, and our altar girls are prepared in a consensual way as opposed to the altar boys in the certain churches or whatever. Temples.
This is not in the Catholic tradition.
It's not saltines and juice.
And we have no problems with any church. In a way, the Church of the Bonobo Way is a church, but this is our way. And so first you prepare the altar with your tongue. Double shot. And then we salt the altar with the sacred salt, the pink Himalayan salt. And yes, now you lick the salt. Did you do that already?
Yes.
You did that already. I missed that. Yeah. She got it?
I got
it. Okay. And now I should let the label show, a little branding here. Agua, coca leaf liqueur. And here we go. You know, the U.S. CIA, U.S. CIA, the interrogators, you know, just like Harley might have been one. They're psychology people. They do something called waterboarding, which is torture and very non-consensual. They did one to this one guy who wasn't even a terrorist, and they did it to him 83 times. Anyway, we do our own form of waterboarding here on the Dr. Susan Block Show as part of Bonoboville Communion. And if these gals can settle down, drop your kepi and... You, Harley Quinn, under the altar of Rainbow Scum, are getting waterboarded live on the Dr. Susan Block Show. That's waterboarding bonobo style.
Meow, meow. Mm.
And now the meow meow is a little tipsy. Wow. And okay, so that did it.
Meow.
You did it.
Meow meow.
How
Thank
did you,
you
like being an altar girl?
I really enjoyed that. I got kind of wet.
Thank you.
You got kind of wet?
Yeah, just a
I
little.
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's important.
That's why I put the collar on, because I wanted to do that.
Well, did you guys want to do it? I could offer that to
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't
everyone
have to be
everyone partake.
Naked or anything. You could just choose any part of the body almost,
Ooh.
Although the altar does seem to be at least this area. But it could be the butt. You could show that.
I
or
say
you
we have
this,
a
or, you
different
know.
Kind of communion other than...
All right, I'm down.
Oh.
So
show me your real Batman.
Okay, so come on up here.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Okay, so this who's going to be the altar and who's going to be the recipient?
Historic here.
Oh, my altar now. All right. I didn't grow up religious.
My dad's an atheist, so...
Oh, you're going to be the altar.
I'm the altar.
Okay.
Right.
And so, oh, yeah.
Do you need me to? Yes, I will take that for you. Oh, look at those.
Ooh, wow. Look at this. Wow, this, let's just take a moment to admire the pasties. And speaking of religion, we have lovely cherry red sequin crosses right here. Oh, yeah, those are gorgeous. And what made you choose crosses? Are those a Harley Quinn thing, or are those a you thing?
They came in red and black.
Ah, okay. And so what religion did you grow up with?
Technically speaking, Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
The frozen chosen.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But grandma was also very much Wiccan. So
oh,
I get the best
Wiccan.
Of both worlds. Yeah.
All right. Did she fly a magic dildonic vibrating broom?
Yes. Probably. She was a child. Okay. She lived her days in a hippie van.
All right. Well, you look like a beautiful, nice Christian Harley Quinn altar girl. All right.
I like those
titties. Hold this, and so you can come to the altar, Batman. Batman is, of course, a tragic figure in many ways. He's a bit depressed, and he needs to come to the altar for salvation.
Where's Jeffrey?
All right. Are you ready for your salvation? Did you ever take communion?
Oh, it's Alfred. It's Alfred.
Yeah, I took communion a few times. I honestly tried to avoid going to church as much as possible.
All right.
I always found ways out of it, usually just by sort of like...
Well, you could still get out of this church if you like. You can.
No, I'm good.
You're good. Are you good? I don't want to traumatize you with a bad memory.
Last bailout point.
Consensual.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you ready?
I'm good.
You're in the zone now.
I am in the bat.
Okay, you are going to go into the bat cave. Well, not into the cave, but up to the mountains.
Into the pearly gates.
And you're going to go to those twin beautiful peaks and take your communion. First, you lick the altar to make it sticky.
Wait, he's going to lick the tape?
He's licking above the tape.
Oh, above the tape.
It's rather discreet. I mean, it could almost be shown on Facebook, but not really.
Can you take one of the X's off with your teeth?
So now we're salting. Boy, he left a lot of saliva. Very, very
He's wet, lubricate. Ladies and gentlemen.
He lubricates quite a bit.
He can lubricate. Batman can lubricate.
Wow.
Bat lube.
Okay. And now we are going
get
to...
Get on your knees, Batman.
Yes, Batman is going... Not you sit down, actually, between her legs. The other way.
Other way.
Other way. Cape back. Yes.
Is this when I get to whip him? No, I'm staying safe.
Okay. Yeah, let's just stretch those big feet out there. Look at that. Nice.
Hello.
Just another Saturday night.
Okay,
now where's your bat hat?
Get the bat hat.
Whoa, what is in there? Oh,
he just came. The bat hat just came.
The bat hat. Well, can you drink through that?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's even better because the electricity.
He could drink through that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Batman is an alcoholic.
Okay, we are waterboarding Batman.
Batman style.
Bonobo style. All right, waterboarding Batman.
That Joker is watching.
No drinking and no going into the Batmobile and driving.
Block show. I'm sure
unless
there's some
Alfred.
Sort of comic book scene of waterboarding Batman, but not in a fun way like this. Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling some kinkiness between them right now.
How about if you put your legs around him?
Yeah.
Harley Quinn. Ooh.
Can Batman pick her up?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, not at this point.
I just took a shot.
That's a gymnastic impossibility, I think. But let's hear it for Batman and Harley Quinn. Woohoo! And Bonoboville Communion. And waterboarding. Bonobo style. All right. So how much time do we have?
You have 14 minutes.
14 minutes.
Okay, 14. So
we want to have a motor bunny ride, and we want to have Ikor sing.
All right.
So we're going to have a short everything. So let's get... We have a motor bunny box. So you can either move over or go over there. She's going to ride a motor bunny. Have you ever ridden a motor bunny? No. Here, you can have this microphone.
All right.
Okay.
I think you got to move and, over a little bit more.
And, yeah, you can just stay right there.
Okay, there we go.
And we can just put the motor bunny here. I could be in control. Yeah, I mean, someone has to control things around here.
Here's the condoms.
And we need to...
Protection.
No glove, no love.
Put the super costume on, the motor bunny, which involves saran wrap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at you. You look so pretty and naked. Yes. What happened to our photographers?
You got it?
Where are our photographers? We have Motor Bunny Ride coming up, and I, yeah, so I don't usually ask for them, but, okay, get ready for a nice, hot, sexy, naked, orgasmic, maybe orgasmic, I don't know, but definitely organic Motor Bunny Ride. Oh, yeah.
How many hollies does it take to wrap a motor bunny?
Oh, my gosh. It's the biggest condom I've ever seen.
Yes. Well, we believe in safe sex.
Yes.
In a big way.
In a big way.
Okay. In a very big way.
Two Harleys having a good time, trying to wrap them up.
Okay, here we go. We are ready. No, it's the other way. So let's turn it around. That's good. Okay.
Technology.
Okay, so... We're going
bunny,
here,
bunny,
and there.
Get,
here's
get
my
here, whoop. Little bunny.
Little bunny.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get. Oh wait, this is. Okay. We need more saran wrap. Okay. Okay. No, we got enough. We got enough. We're doing. We're good. Okay. So. It's not on though. Somebody has to plug it in. It needs to be plugged in, Batman. Okay, yeah. That's good. Okay, we're good.
Plug-in master comes.
Okay, and we need a microphone. And here it is. All righty. Do you want to hold her microphone? That could be your job.
All right.
Harley Quinn. Okay, so now you are going to mount the motor bunny. That's right. This is Rainbow Scum, who...
Which way?
The other way. I mean, you could mount it backwards, but... I mean, people have. Alex
you
Moore
can spin,
wrote it
twirl,
backwards.
Just dance. Dance on the motorbike.
Okay, here we go. And here's Jesus, by the way. This is, of course, the Jesus Jackhammer dildo. And, oh, he's got... Once again, let's... This is the Jesus Jackhammer dildo.
The motor bunny's on, so.
We put him in the vulva puppet. And then we say,
She's like, my
Jesus
vagina wants to say hello.
Me now. Yes, and you have a beautiful vulva that is on the motor bunny now and is totally unshaved.
Feel yourself.
Organic and beautiful.
Feel yourself.
You are feeling the power of the motor bunny, the
Bonobo
vibrations. Yes, beautiful. Oh, yes. Is it too strong? Is it good?
No, it's
good?
Perfect.
It's perfect. Oh, perfect. A little spank. Yes, a little spank.
Good vibrations.
That machine, girl. Oh, wow. Houston, do we have orgasms?
Houston, we have.
Wow. Rainbow Scum riding the motor bunny. Whoa.
Get kinky, ladies and gentlemen.
More?
Free yourself.
More vibration.
And get bunny-fied.
Yes. More?
Right there.
Write it harder.
Right there.
Write it.
Right there. When the lady says right there, we stay right there.
Yeah, we stay
yes,
there.
Indeed. We stand right there. We are right there. We are riding around the racetrack.
You're playing a video game.
On the Motor Bunny. And I think the Motor Bunny is winning. That's right.
It's Mario Kart, but the Motor
Certainly
Bunny.
Our fine jockey, Rainbow Scum, is not being thrown from the Motor Bunny. She is riding the Motor Bunny.
See, fuck the mechanical bull.
Hold on to
Get
you.
On a Motor Bunny, people.
Oh
Get on a Motor Bunny instead.
Oh, hold your... Yep, you're on there. Yep. Give you a little spank. A little spank. Spank, 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 spank.
Dr. Susie. Give her a little spank.
Okay, I can give
her a
little
rub
spank
down.
With that.
Give her a little rub down. Spank.
Oh, she's got such a beautiful body and such a beautiful soul.
Beautiful.
That I see
beautiful
shining
rainbow.
Through the rainbows of scum and cum and cum. Ah, the buzz. Ooh.
The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Miss Sunshine.
Look, I feel like I'm going to eat shit. Oh, my God.
Someone push her. Hold, yeah, make sure she doesn't fall.
This feels so good. It's a little intense, though.
Batman, put your hand on, hold it so she doesn't fall, so she can ride. Right there, right. Yes, just hold it so she can rhyme.
So good. You guys should really try this.
Okay, let's hear it for Veronica Rainbow Scum riding the Motor Bunny.
Woo!
On the Dr. Susan Block Show for Kink Month. Wow.
Get wet, ladies and gentlemen, but don't come here.
That was
how do you
pretty
feel?
Intense because I
feel?
Usually don't use gadgets.
How
I
does
just
that feel?
Go the natural way, so my clitoris is still like vibrating at this very moment. It's like
so that's rainbow scum coming.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I might have to get a Motor Bunny now.
Yeah.
I might have to get a Motor Bunny. Can I rent this out?
That's called scum cum.
Scum cum.
I think there's scum cum all over this saran wrap right
here. Let's
scum cum.
My hairs.
For sure. Okay, let's have another hand for Rainbow Scum Cum. Veronica. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, you got to eat your own scum when your name is scum. Yep. So I think that's beautiful. And Ikor the Wolf, let's have a song. Where is he? Is he here?
He's here somewhere. Somewhere.
I'm going to ride my broom.
Somewhere in Bonoboville.
That makes me want to feel some vibrations. Yeah, my broom. I'm going to ride my magic dildonic vibrating broom as Ikor the Wolf comes in. Maybe somebody could help. He's wearing, of course, the Bonoboville T-shirt, hashtag Bonoboville. And somebody should help him off with his shirt so he can show his superhero side. That's right. Some guys put on the costume. Some guys take it off. Well, he'll take his own off. Go into a phone booth. Yeah.
You can't see any of this on Facebook, folks.
Oh. Well, we have some nudity.
Yeah. Come on, give me some volume. We can't hear that. No, they can't hear that. How y'all doing at Bonobo tonight?
We're doing.
We're doing good, yeah. Ikor. We just had a beautiful Motor Bunny orgasm. We have cosplay.
She bad. There's a whole lot of bad ladies on here tonight.
There's a lot of
all
bad
these Harley
girls.
Quinns. You know Harley Quinns is definitely bad. Give me some more volume on that, eh? Yeah. Yeah. You know my girl Doc Block is bad.
Yeah, I got on Heidi Fleiss panties. That makes me very
Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Yeah, she bad. She bad.
Here, stand up.
She bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, 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 look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it pain. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how
the way she move that thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from the ass. Wait, damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. You be taking it while she's taking it back. That thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bang. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, these girls can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Come on. Yeah, that girl go. Bang. Everybody, come on, y'all, and look at her pop. That thing, bang. Got her ready to spin. Oh, yeah. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, tap tears with a mask. I don't even know, but this like the show. That deal, she ill, she dare to keep your bills. With strap on, hold on real tight. To these thighs, ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me, let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club, right? Shit, yes sir, I ain't lying, I'm fine. She got it like that, she bad. Yeah, look, 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 yeah, yeah, look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl go. Don't stop, cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, it got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way you shake that ass thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yep, she dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing, come on. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back. That thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Come on, block. Yeah, she bad, look how she drop it low. Yeah, not block and go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, not block and go. Yeah, she bad. Yeah, not block is bad. She bad. Yeah, she bad. Yeah, not block is bad.
Yeah. From Bonoboville, King Fun Cosplay on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Oh, yeah. And I think we're almost done. Yeah, we got to say thank you to our cosplayers, Batman. Dorian,
Black Man,
and of course, Iron Man, Tony Stark, and Harley Quinn, and
Black Man,
Pepper Pot, and Veronica Rainbow Scum.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. And Igor the Wolf. And Max. Vote blue. Okay. Don't forget, it's almost up. Next week, though, we're going to have a great show, Halloween in Bonoboville. But if you don't see us before November, you got to vote blue. You know, you just got to put aside your little quibbles. You got to make it happen. You know, hexes
vote.
Or voodoo or no hexes or voodoo or spankings. Get in there and stamp that ballot.
Yeah.
Blue. Vote.
What she said.
Make a difference.
Right, okay. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love Woo. To someone you Woo. Love.
The
tonight.
Bonobo way.
Make love to someone you love tonight, even if Peace. That someone is you. Yeah. I love you. I love you. And I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences,
with the lights,
specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism. fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You know you're naughty. Save the monkey. Save the monkey. Yeah.